Among the mounting concerns, Illinois farmer Bob Gerke is juggling. He is racing against the clock to harvest his corn and soybeans. Bob spends up to 14 hours a day in the fields.
Biggest concern right now, we're harvesting, that we don't get stuck and we get the crops out before Mother Nature throws snow at us.
But his worries don't end there.
The marketer's advice, even this spring, never was calling for soybeans to go down this extreme, but they weren't thinking there was going to be a tariff.
Bob is talking about Chinese tariffs on U.S. grain products, a retaliatory move after the United States slapped tariffs on Chinese steel and aluminum. It's brought down soybean prices as much as $2 this year.
That's a big deal for a farmer who's counting on that yield and that farm income.
Tamara Nelson, Senior Director of Commodities for the Illinois Farm Bureau, is concerned.
This is the fifth straight year of lower farm income. I think the second lowest farm income since 2012.
Nelson says news of a pending trade agreement between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada to replace NAFTA so far isn't doing much to put farmers at ease.
Whether or not that was achieved because of the tariff threats remains to be seen, because the steel and aluminum tariffs still remain on Mexico and Canada, and their retaliatory tariffs threatened against us still remain.
Farmer Bob Gerke had hoped decades of negotiations and relationships in China would be paying off, reversing declining farm income by keeping one of the largest markets for U.S. soybeans open.
And we've built trade up to where it was working. And now within a matter of 6 months, a lot of that has been knocked down, maybe even devastated, to where will it come back? How long it's going to take to come back?
The U.S. Department of Agriculture's $12 billion aid package was supposed to be a silver lining. While it helps offset his lower soybean prices,
they're saying that we would get, I believe it's $1.60 or $1.65 a bushel.
Gerke says it doesn't help his corn.
It's a penny. Well, why even bother if you're going to give us a penny? That's more paperwork than it's worth. And then in their package, what they present, $200 million is for market development. It's like, we had the market. That's sort of a joke.
Soybeans are still being sold around the world, even if they might not be going to China. Sales to Europe and Argentina are up this year. So the question remains, are the trade tactics adopted by President Trump and his administration ultimately working?
That's probably the $64,000 question.
I think if you ask most farmers right now, they'll say no. You ask them maybe a year from now, 6 months from now, it might change their mind.
6 months from now, Gerke himself will be in a very different mindset, shifting gears from harvesting his crops to planting seeds in the ground for a new growing season, a season he hopes is filled with more certainty. Kane Faribault, VOA News, Elgin, Illinois.